I see we are now on the line to Dr. Craig Nossal, Head of Vitality Wellness at Discovery Holdings. Craig, good afternoon.
Afternoon, John. Sorry about that, but thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Fake gym visits. When I was a member of a gym, I must confess that I did that a couple of times. Not often, maybe once a quarter. I would do that, but I hadn't been a member of a gym for a long time, and I could see that I was not alone in that practice, because I could see people going through the turnstiles ahead of me, going into the loos, doing a wee, coming out again, getting back into their cars and driving away. I mean, how much of a problem has it been?
So firstly, hopefully we can get you back into gym or, you know, enjoying the exercise again, even if it's outside. I suppose in Cape Town, there's lots of other opportunities, and that's why the fittest city in the country. On the gym issue, secondly, is that it's actually small, and we've done quite a bit of stuff, looking at data, observing people, and it's really in the realms of, you know, probably 1-2% overall. And often it's, you know, that odd visits. It's not that people are doing it every single time, because, to go on regular occasions, but we see with active rewards, so sometimes on a Friday, a person needs another 100 points, and they'll go and swipe. But this isn't about policing, you know, fraud as much as it is about encouraging positive behavior.
And
the thing is, I mean, our business is about, you know, you're always going to get outliers, I think, in any business that you're dealing with. The big thing for us, and I mean, you would have heard recently, we did a massive study with the Apple Watch and seeing, you know, 35% increase in physical activity. And we see the health benefits come through. You know, we all know the value of exercise. And the guidelines are, you know, we need to be doing 30 minutes a day, at least 30 minutes a day of exercise. You want to lose weight, it's a lot more than that. And, you know, for people to go and do often a short session, yes, something is better than nothing. But getting people to be exercising more and thinking about not just the number of days that they exercise, but the period of time and the intensity that they exercise, and that's where technology has really helped.
Okay, Craig, I'm not going to say that I don't believe you at all, yeah. But I am going to say that at least part of this is policing. If it weren't at least in part policing, you wouldn't be asking the gyms to install a scan reader on the way out.
So as I said to you, I mean, we've piloted in a couple of gyms. This isn't something that we're doing tomorrow, so it's certainly a good couple of months down the line. And the data is really sitting at 1-2%. So it is a small number, but it's about encouraging people to be more active. And, yeah, there is frustration. We've all had that experience. You go to gym and you see the person dressed in their work clothes and swipe in, swipe out, and you kind of feel a little bit cheated. But really is, and we've said this for a long time, and, you know, this isn't the majority of what's happening, you know.
Can I ask how you know it is only 1 or 2%? I mean, at the moment, if I had a Planet Fitness or a Virgin card, I would present it to the reader. It would notice that I had gone in at 12 minutes past 8 on Monday morning. It has no way of knowing when I leave. So how have you been able to determine that it is this very small percentage of people who are swiping for rewards rather than swiping because they're going in to do, even if it's only a little bit of exercise?
So we did this through observational studies. So we actually had, you know, people at a couple of the busy gyms, different times of the month, different days of the week, looking to see what was happening. You know, and this was with a research house to kind of get a sense of, you know, how big is this issue? I mean, you certainly, and that's really where that number comes from. And it may fluctuate with time, but as I said, it's not. And also when we look at, you know, people's health claims, that people that are part of the gym, certainly, you know, their claims are a lot less. They are healthier. So people are exercising. And that's why it really is sitting at a relatively small percentage. It's not zero. And, you know, there are some people who are going to the gym and, you know, getting their smoothie, and that's part of the reward. So we've, you know, that's not something that, I mean, people are intentionally cheating. They're using the gym for a particular purpose. You obviously want to encourage people to be exercising more. And I think that's, you know, always been our philosophy. And fortunately, it is a small percentage. I think if this was sitting in double digits, much bigger numbers that, you know, had a real impact on a part of our business, we would have done something like this, you know, quite a long time ago. And that's more really is around that encouraging. We've seen it with, you know, whether it's parking or people using devices, having that 30 minutes as the period for them to earn their points, has got people to think about how active they are, exercising a few more, whether it's 10 more minutes, 5 more minutes in the day, even with the steps of having a target of 10,000 steps, we see people that were walking X number are now going to walk that much more, and the health benefits come through. So I think it is important that that really is the key philosophy here of what we're trying to do. And, but just to reiterate, this isn't a thing that's happening tomorrow. There's still a fair amount of work, fair amount of thinking to do, and it's about encouraging exercise for the country. I mean, that really is a critical part. We've actually pledged, we're working with the World Health Organization, to get 100 million people 20% more active by 2025.
Dr. Craig Nossel, Head of Vitality Wellness at Discovery Holdings, thank you very, very much indeed.